glory this morning and the highest praise of hallelujah. And we just tell God, thank you for you, and especially you. We tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, this morning. And we just want you, wherever you are right now, just to lift your hands in his presence and give God some praise. In his presence, give God some glory. In his presence, tell the Lord, thank you. Because you're here right now. You're alive and you're well. You're able to breathe. You're able to see and to hear. Just tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for all things and for everything. Good morning, God. We are so honored to be in your presence this morning. Thank you, Lord. We are so honored to be in the presence of the Most High God this morning. This morning, we're going to Proverbs 3 and 5. And God simply says that today, this is a Proverbs 3 and 5 message. A familiar scripture for many of us. And it says this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Let me read that again. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to break this scripture into two parts this morning and just kind of dissect it if we may. A very familiar scripture, and it's very simple to understand. But do we really get what we really need to get from this word? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Let's look at the word trust for a minute. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The word trust this morning, we think we know what it means to trust. We think we know what trust actually is. The dictionary describes it as a firm belief in the reliability, truth, or ability, or strength of someone or something. That's how the dictionary defines it. A firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Our someone this morning is the Lord. We're going to trust in the Lord. That means we're going to believe in God's reliability. He's reliable. He is not able to fail. He is reliable. He comes through when we need him. So we have to learn how to trust God in spite of what we see. We have to learn how to trust God beyond what's going on around us. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust. When you don't trust God, that means you second guess God. See, when you trust completely in someone or something, that means you totally rely on it. Our ability to trust God has to be with all thine heart. Your heart, my heart, our heart. Thine simply means yours. So you have to use your heart to trust God. You can't use mama's heart. You can't use daddy's heart. You can't use mama's or your sister's heart. You have to trust in the Lord with your heart. See, you gain that belief from your parents. You gain that belief from your spiritual mothers and fathers. You gain that belief from the saints of God who you know trust God, who you can see trust God. You ever look at some of the saints, and I know many times people are looking at the saints and they're wondering how they're going through this thing. You know they're going through, but they don't look like what they're going through. You know that there's been some issues. Amen. There have been some situations in their family, but you can't look at them and tell that. You don't see them with their head hung down, but you see them proud. You see them with their head up. You see them strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And that's where each of us has to get. We have to get to a place where we trust in the Lord with our heart. We trust God in spite of what our best friend might say. We trust in the Lord in spite of what our spouse might say. They might have a down moment. You've got to be the person that stands fast. You have to trust in the Lord when mama may waver, when daddy may waver. You have to trust in the Lord. You have to trust in the Lord when your favorite sister or brother, your bestie, that person that's with you all the time, up and down, here and there, running to and fro, you got to trust in the Lord when they don't trust in the Lord. See, it says trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That means your heart. You have to believe God for the things in life that you need to believe God for. You have to believe God and trust God. Trust. The firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. You have to understand that God is reliable. To be reliable means that you can't fail me. When you crank your car and the engine starts, you know that it's reliable. On the other hand, if you turn that key and that battery has died or something has happened and nothing happens, it's no longer reliable. But God is reliable. Each time you lift your hands in his presence, he already is acknowledging that you're in his presence. God is reliable. Each time you call on the Lord, he hears and he does answer our prayers. You have to trust God. And you might say, well, I prayed for this thing and doesn't seem like it turned out. I guarantee you, if most of us were to look back over our lives and see things that we've asked God for, we didn't even see when it played out. But if we take time and say, you know, I remember when I asked God for this. I asked him for this business. I asked him for this new job. I didn't even realize when that prayer came through. But I guarantee you, You can confirm that prayer came through. My God. Trust. Firm belief in the reliability truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the word of God. Oh my gosh. No man comes to the Father but by me. True. You've got to have a belief in what's true. Truth means good. Truth means Jesus Christ. Truth means that there is nothing false about what this thing is. So your truth, your heart has to believe that God is truth, that Jesus Christ is truth, that there is no lie from him or about him. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he shall repent. Truth. What is right versus what is not right. Truth. What is good versus what is not good. Truth. What will make us free versus what will keep us enslaved. Firm belief in his truth, in his ability. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we can think or ask. I can't even think about what I need God to do for me all the time. But God can perform above that. That's his ability. God is so awesome that we can't even fathom his awesomeness. We sing songs, my God is awesome. Awesome God. We sing these songs, we say this thing, but do we really fathom the awesomeness of God? He created the heavens and the earth. He speaks and things happen. He touches and healing comes forth. He delivers and sin we are set free from. That's his ability to do exceedingly. It didn't just say to do, but it said exceedingly above what we think or we ask. Our minds, I'll remind us again, are the battlefield. They're the battlefield for spiritual warfare. So even when our minds get a little twisted, if we trust in the Lord with all our heart, he will clear up anything that we are not sure about. He will make it all right. Come on, God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust with thine heart, your heart. It has to be a personal relationship with you and him. I can bring the word, your pastors can bring the word, your preachers can bring the word, but you have to receive that word in your heart so that your heart can be changed. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me, oh God. You got to speak the word over yourself. You got to pray the word within yourself. Yes, others can pray for you, but you've got to establish that thing with him. You've got to want that conviction. You've got to want to be convicted so you can be set right. That's that trust. I trust you enough, God, that I'm going to give up this thing that I'm doing. I trust you enough, God, that it may not feel good to me right now, but I know that you're in control. I know that it's going to be all right after a while. My days may be gloomy today, but I know that you're bringing me a brighter, sunshinier day tomorrow. You have to believe that joy comes in the morning. So while you're in the midst of that weeping period, oh my God, to everything there is a season. Yes, I'm going through right now. I'm dealing with some stuff that I don't feel like I should be dealing with. I've been set up. I've been set aside. Oh my God. He was set up. He was crucified. But he trusted God. His Father, even on the cross, even when the pain became so much to endure, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Christ really understood that he would never leave him nor forsake him. But that's our flesh that cries out sometimes. So even when our flesh is crying out sometimes, my God, why am I going through this? You've got to dig beyond that thing. You've got to push past. And go to that place where you say, I trust God. God, I'm dealing with this right now, but I still trust you. I'm going through this right now, but I still trust you. And that's when your heart, your very person, remember that heart is what flows the blood to every intricate part of our very being. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And it goes on to say, and lean not unto thine own understanding. There's that word thine. And I chose the King James Version for this reason. Unto thine own understanding. It's not say to thy. It's not talking about God's understanding. It's talking about your understanding. And let me just remind you, when you give your heart to God, you give everything. And when you give your heart to God and give everything, then you will not lean to your own understanding. It says that lean not to your understanding. Don't sway to the way you're thinking. You don't always understand exactly what's going on. But some of us have to get to that place in God, and we're not all at the same place, but we're getting there. We're growing. We're growing. Some of us have to get to that place in God where even when it drops in our spirit, even when it's on our mind, even when we are offended, we don't lean to our own understanding. Somebody might say something to you and you automatically are offended. Don't lean to your own understanding. Well, she knows something about me. That's why she said it. Don't lean to your own understanding. Well, he did this, he did that. Don't lean to your own understanding. He's trying to get me back. Don't lean to your own understanding. It says, and lean not to your own understanding, not to thine own, your own. If your heart gets right with God, then you will understand to trust in him, to lean towards him, lean to the word. Go to the word. Lean not to your own. Don't let your perception always be your reality. And that's something we say a lot now. Perception is reality. Don't always let your perception, because your perception is not always 100% the truth. You take that thing to the Lord. Learn how to respond to things and not react. You know how is the best way to respond when something hits your nerves? Gets in your spirit, touches your heart. Sometimes the best way is to understand that to everything there's a season. Sometimes that season right there is to be silent. To marinate on that thing in the presence of the Lord. Don't always jump. Sometimes I know that when people may say things to me or I may be in a conversation, whether it's on my job, it's with my family sometimes, and I may not respond. I'm not ignoring you, but what I'm doing is just taking a step back and making sure that my response is in order. Because sometimes we respond so fast, we don't even know exactly what was said. I have a way of sometimes in conversation, and I declare sometimes I tell my husband and I tell my daughter, my children, even my mom and my sister sometimes, I'll say, that's my ADHD kicking in. And sometimes in the conversation, you might be saying something to me, and because something else is on my mind, I start talking about that. I'm just telling you because the truth shall make me free. And I'm asking God to help me with that. And it's not that I'm not listening to what the person is saying, because William will sometimes say, he'll look at me and I just go ahead and regurgitate everything back to him that he just said, even though I was interjecting something that had nothing to do with our conversation. So I'm learning and I'm growing in that place where I don't always respond. I just listen. And I want to just share this with you, especially when folks are coming for you or coming at you. You don't have to respond. Just go into a prayer, please. Get that scripture in your heart. Yes. Get that song in your spirit. I can remember many, many, many years ago. And I was in a situation at my job, and many years ago, Lord. And the young lady accused me of some things. And I was so hurt. And I'm going to just be real with y'all. I wasn't where I am in God now. And I was ready to just retaliate. But that same evening that I came home, after I found out this information, I did what Mama taught me to do. I got before the Lord. I did what my spiritual teachings taught me to do. I got before the Lord and I prayed. And I said, God, I need you to help me. And I'm a music buff. I don't know who's singing whatever, but I love songs. And I remember playing an old song by Savannah Community Choir that Barbara Pinckney Williams used to sing. Struggling, trying to make it in a world that's not my home. Forces all around me. And I'm trying to get to it. Always trying to get home. Forgive me, Lord, I ask you if I've done any wrong. For I'm determined to go home. But there was a piece in there about spirits, not reacting to spiritual warfare. And when I got into that meeting the next day, I began to sing that song in my spirit and hear Barbara Pinckney Williams' voice. And when I tell you, God did not allow me to respond nor react. And when God had had enough, he led me to stand up and say, this meeting is over. Even though I didn't call, this meeting is over. We're not going to stand for any more of this. And the meeting was over. And I want you to know that same person, when God says he will make your enemy your footstool, I don't know where that person is today, but I have forgiven, I have prayed. When I tell you, they begin to gift me, leave gifts at my classroom, leave gifts here, leave gifts there, and I wouldn't receive them. And they begged my pardon until they wrote me a long letter to say, I apologize. See, when you know that you're right, you stand on what's right. You stand on the word of God. You don't have to fight the battle. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. That person didn't stop until they wrote me an apology letter. And they said, I don't know what came over me. I don't know why I said those things. I know those things aren't true about you. So that I didn't understand at the time, but I understand now for sure that I was not wrestling with flesh and blood. So don't be so fast to react to the flesh and to what you think that flesh and blood is doing, because it's spiritual warfare. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Leaning not to your own understanding. Your understanding is the ability to think about something, to comprehension. For comprehension, to understand, to comprehend. That's understanding. Understanding is the power of abstract thought. understanding is an individual's, there we go, an individual's perception or judgment of a situation. That's your understanding. Didn't we just say a few minutes ago, don't always, your perception is not always the reality. That's why God said, don't lean to your own understanding. Wait on the Lord, I say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Understanding, an awareness or tolerance of a situation. Understanding, an informal or unspoken agreement sometimes or arrangement. Sometimes we get into these cycles of doing this for each other, doing this for this person, doing this for that person. And there's an understanding that that person in your mind is supposed to do that thing back for you. That's your perception. That might not be the reality of what's going on. Trust in the Lord. When it looks like you're getting ready to be evicted from your home, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. When you feel like that person is doing you wrong or done you wrong, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. When it seems like all hope is gone, trust in the Lord, been there, done that. All my hope was gone. Didn't know which way to turn, but I kept pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, trusting the Lord with all my heart. Ready to give up. Give up on life. Give up on people. Didn't like people. First of all, didn't like himself. Didn't like myself, let's be real. Some of you have gone through some things you didn't like your own self. And some of us still don't like ourselves. That's why we can't like others. Don't lean to your own understanding. Because you have these hang-ups and these hiccups, let that stuff go. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. So what if they said something about you 15 years ago? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. There are people now. They won't accept my Facebook friend, my friendship on Facebook. Okay. Trust in the Lord. I wonder if I did something there. See, we start letting that battlefield or that mind mess with us. Wonder if I said something to him that I shouldn't have said. You know, it's been a long time since I seen that person. Something just don't feel right. And especially when you see somebody, you run into people, hey, how are you? And they're looking at you with a cold stone face. Whatever their perception is their reality, don't let it be yours. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. God is saying, don't go your way, go my way. And that brings us to Isaiah 55:8-9. God is again saying, don't go your way, go my way. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, for my thoughts, this God talking, are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That means his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Let me read that again. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, thine thoughts. Take it personal. Neither are your ways thine ways, whoever you are, your ways my ways. They're not my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Believe in him, no matter what, people. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. That takes us back to leaning not to our own understanding. Our ways are not God's ways. That takes us back to leaning not to our own understanding. But she's a woman of God. He's a pastor. Why is he acting that way? Your thoughts are not his thoughts. Their ways are not his ways. We got to each take that thing personal, individual. We've got to take that at heart. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, it says, so are my ways higher than your ways. God is at a place we can't even fathom. Yes, he wants us to be like him. He created us in what? His image. He did. But again, let me remind you, he didn't make us to be him. We're not God. We'll never be God. If God had made us to be him, why would there be God? If God made us to be him, we would be in more of a mess than we ever thought. Well, somebody's saying, well, there's a mess in this world right now. I beg to differ. There are some things going on in this world. They are messy. But guess what? God is still in control. God is still the Alpha, the Omega. God is still the beginning and the ending. As much as this world has changed, God is not going to change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believe in him no matter what. Now that brings me to this. We are in a time where right now, and right now the situation is, go back to church, don't go back to church. Well, you know, Rhema, we don't go to church anyhow. We are the church, amen? Believers of God, you don't go to church. You are the church. We gather at the church building, but we don't go to church, people. We are the church. God is still on the throne. Worship is still going forth. Come on, Jesus. Where do you think the church has started? They started in homes. Thank you, Jesus. Where do you think it began? It began in the homes. The people began to gather. When they began to set up the churches, they set them up in different homes. And the people began to gather. And then as the crowds got larger, the people had to come out of the homes and gather. In this time where everybody wants to get back to the building, do the best you can where you are right now. I can't make you. I can only employ you. Everybody's going to lean to their own understanding. But that's what the word just said. Don't lean to your own understanding. Somebody said the government is trying to keep the churches shut down. The government can't shut down the church because he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Don't let the gates of hell of God prevail against you. You are the church. The very gates of hell. Now let's take that thing to another level. Upon this rock, I build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Are you the rock that God has built the church on? Jesus Christ is the rock. He is the foundation. As long as we can preach the word, read the word, hear the word, say the word, God is still in control. My Lord, plant it in your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Take your time. Lean not to your own understanding. Now, if you led, there's nothing I can do about you being led. But I pray to the Father in heaven that you are sure and very sure that it's God that led you to do this thing. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Be wise. Be wise. Be wise. And allow the knowledge of God to go forth. I have a little story I want to share with us before we close. But I want to remind you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. You see, because my thoughts, he says, are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways his ways. That's God talking. Oh my gosh, listen at this little story. Promises made, promises kept. The Weight of a Prayer by Dr. Wheeler Jones. Louise, a poorly dressed lady with a look of defeat on her face, walked into a grocery store. She approached the owner of the store in a most humble manner and asked if he would let her charge a few groceries. Louise softly explained that her husband was very ill and unable to work. How many of us in that situation right now? They had 7 children and they needed food. The grocer scoffed at her and requested that she leave his store. "Please, sir," she said in humbleness, "I will bring you the money just as soon as I can." The grocer told her he could not give her credit and she did not have a charge account at his store. Standing nearby was a customer who overheard the conversation. He walked forward and told the grocer that he would stand good for whatever she needed for her family. The grocer said in a very reluctant, probably sarcastic voice, "Do you have a grocery list?" Louise replied, "Yes, sir." "Okay," he said, "then put your grocery list in the scales, and whatever grocery, put your grocery list in the scales, and whatever your grocery list weighs, I'll give you that amount in groceries." So he's basically saying, go get whatever you want, whatever you need to have, put it in the scale, and I'll give you that amount in groceries. Louise hesitated for a moment with a bowed head. Then she reached into her purse and took out a piece of paper and scribbled something on it. She then laid the piece of paper on the scale carefully with her head still bowed. As she began to fill her grocery list, the eyes of the grocer and the customer showed amazement when the scales went down and stayed down. The grocer, staring at the scales, turned slowly to the customer and said begrudgingly, "I can't believe this." The customer smiled, and the grocer started pulling the groceries on the other side of the scales. The scales would not balance, so he continued to put more and more groceries on them until the scales would hold no more. The grocer stood there in utter disgust. Finally, he grabbed the piece of paper from the scales and looked at it with greater amazement. It was not a grocery list. It was a prayer which said, "Dear Lord, you know my needs, and I am leaving this in your hands. Trust in the Lord." The grocer gave her the groceries that he had gathered and placed on the scales and stood in stunned silence. Louise thanked him and left the store. The customer, my Lord, oh, wait a minute. Let me back up just a moment. The grocer, I got to back up because y'all can't miss this. Finally, he grabbed the piece of paper from the scales and looked with great amazement. It was not a grocery list, but it was a prayer. The grocer gave her the groceries that he had gathered and placed on the scales and stood in silence. Now, remember, he told her, whatever the scale holds, you can have. The customer handed a $50 bill to the grocer as he said, "It was worth every penny of it." It was sometime later that the grocer discovered the scales were broken. Come on, give God a praise on that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Like Louise, I need to ask you a question. How many of you believe this morning that God answers every prayer request, no matter what? You need to leave believing that this morning. And today and always, I want you to remember Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's what it goes on to say. And he will direct your path. You be a Louise and trust God. Don't be a grocer now. Be a Louise and trust God. Be the customer standing at the side trying to be of some assistance and trust God. But even if God doesn't send anybody to do it, you see what God will do? God used a scale to bless Louise. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," says the Lord. How many of us believe God can answer every prayer request, no matter what? Amen. Come on, bow your heads with me as you give God a praise. Wherever you are, just lift your hands in the presence of the Lord. Give him some glory right now. Give him some honor right now. Give him some praise right now. Trust in the Lord right now. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We trust you, God, with our very lives, God. Whatsoever you say is our will, God, we are willing to live and to abide in it and by it, God. We're trusting in you, God, when the banks say no, God, you say yes. When the doctors say no, God, you say yes. When the lawyers say no, God, you say yes. When our children say no, God, you say yes. When our family says no, God, you say yes. We trust in you with all our heart. All our heart. We give you our mind, our body, and our soul, Father. In the name of Jesus, We praise you today. We ask you, oh Father, as we leave from this, oh God, message, from this gathering, oh God, that you will touch this world where it is right now. God, heal the land. We know you're not going to move till you move, God, but we're going to trust you anyhow. We're going to believe, oh God, and understand, oh God, that you are able to do it, God. But we know you're not going to move till you move, God, but we still trust you, Lord, because we know you're able to do this thing. We know you're able to fix it. We know you're able, God, to cleanse the world. Wash, oh God. Wash us from our sins. And oh God, we pray now for any, oh God, out there, oh God, who are not saved right now in the pardon of their sins. They don't know you, Lord Jesus. We ask right now, God, and we pray this prayer of, oh God, of salvation with them and for them. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Make me whole, oh God. Make me worthy, oh God. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, oh Lord, that he is coming back, God. I want to be released of the things that have me bound, God. And whoever, oh God, is free in Christ is free indeed. We say amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Before we leave from your presence this morning, thank you, Lord, we want to give a shout out to Chandler Malik Rouse, his graduation today from St. John's Academy, and we bless God for that, amen. We want to say happy Memorial Day and just recognize our Memorial Day this weekend for those who have served and given their lives so that we might live in a country where it might seem a little upside down right now, y'all, but we could be in a worse state than we're in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And remember today this Proverbs 3:5 message. Amen. To God be the glory. Until next Sunday, remember, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. God bless.